One of the most powerful men in Russia has lost his job. The mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lushkov, has been fired by the Russian president Dmitry Medvedev. Lushkov ran the city for 18 years, but he fell out with the Kremlin in recent weeks. Reporter Peter Van Dyke joins us from Moscow. Good morning.
Good morning, Ari.
So why did Russia's president get rid of Moscow's mayor?
Well, the two have been in dispute on a lower level for several months, if not longer. And that has come to a head over the summer. Mayor Lushkov was seen as responding inadequately to the fires and the smog that surrounded Moscow. He went on holiday when Muscovites were choking on the smog in the city. There have been a couple of other issues. And then in a newspaper article recently, earlier this month, in fact, he was seen as being critical of President Medvedev while suggesting that Prime Minister Putin perhaps ought to return to the presidency. After that, some national TV stations aired documentaries very critical of Lushkov. And following that, there really was no going back. Lushkov refused to resign, so Medvedev had to dismiss him.
I understand Mayor Lushkov and his wife are very colorful figures in Russia. Can you paint a portrait of them for us?
Well, they've very much dominated the city scene for almost two decades. His wife, Yelena Baturina, has made billions of dollars from construction projects in the city. There's never been any wrongdoing proven, but it has allowed her to become what Forbes says is the third richest woman in the world.
And what does the mayor's dismissal tell us about politics in Russia? In the U.S., it would be inconceivable for a president to fire a mayor.
Well, it says two things. One, the huge amount of power wielded by Russia's president, but also the fact that Lushkov has his own power base and is, in fact, probably one of the very last regional leaders who does have a power base. So it was very important for Medvedev not to look weak in front of Lushkov following this criticism. And with presidential elections coming up in 2012, it's unclear whether it will be Prime Minister Putin or President Medvedev who run. And therefore, the votes from Moscow that Mayor Lushkov could have delivered will now be secured by someone else. It remains to be seen who will be appointed, but it will be watched very, very closely.
That's reporter Peter Van Dyke speaking with us from Moscow. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ari.